Good evening. Are you still awake? Anybody sleeping? Okay. I encourage everyone here, if you felt that the one is sitting next to you is going to sleep, you just kick him gently to wake him. Anyway, I am sure that you will keep awake because you will need to make a great attention to my language and to my accent and to my vocab and all this. So I think you will keep awake. I feel honored to preach the Word of God tonight, and I feel grateful to Pastor John that he trusted that I am able to preach in English here, especially that he haven't heard me preaching. He just trusted from the hour talking together. So I feel grateful and so grateful for him. Our message, as it's put here in the bulletin, it comes under the title "A Scroll and a Message." A scroll and a message. And we will go through three points or three messages: a message of comfort, a message of commissioning, and a message of glorification. The book of Revelation, if anyone here haven't yet read or studied the book of Revelation, I recommend it to be studied and read carefully, because there is a great message for the church everywhere and for every one person here in that book, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, we all may know that it was written by the last apostle of Jesus Christ, who is John. And it was written maybe in 95 AC, right? AC? Or BC? AC. AC. After, by the end of the first century, John was exiled in the island of Patmos in the Mediterranean, because he was faithful for the witness of Jesus Christ. The church was suffering because of a horrible persecution led by the Roman Emperor Domitian, or Domitian. Domitian tried to remove the church. And there were two things, or two horrible things the church faced in that time. The first is the literal persecution by killing, by exiling the Christians, by take or leading the Christian away of their homes, and all these things. And the other side of the persecution was the deception, because the Satan led the emperor and led the Jewish heresies and pagan heresies at that time to deceive the church and to lead the church away of the truth. Satan was the leader of that war against the church. And John, who was exiled in this small island in the sea, he was wondering, asking, he was praying with the whole church about what was going on, why this persecution, when this persecution will come to an end. For a long time they suffered, and they wanted to comfort, they wanted to have a rest. And here comes the book of Revelation as a pastoral letter for the persecuted church. The title of the book, we find it in the first verse of the book. It is a revelation, or the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is a book that reveals or uncover the things. It is the book that led the church to see what was going on from heavenly and divine point of view. The circumstances are so bad, the persecution is very strong, but the reality is the opposite. The reality is, it is not Domitian who is the ruler of the universe or the empire, but it is God who rules and God who controls everything. So when in chapter 4 and 5, the scene of the throne is the main scene of in all the book of Revelation. I am not going to go to the whole book, but I will focus on in chapter 5 and the three messages that I am sure that we all will have great lessons in it. A message of comfort. What John saw in this scene, John saw a throne, and there is God sitting on the throne, and there is a scroll or book or roll in the right hand of God. And the dilemma that there was anybody in heaven, in earth, or under the earth, which means the hell or Hades, or it is an indication of the dead, maybe the saints of the Old Testament. Nobody is worthy, nobody is able, nobody is qualified to take the scroll from the hand of God and open it and break the seals to see what is inside the scroll. John wept much, and one of the 24 elders who were around the throne came to John and told him that to stop crying, because there is only one who is worthy to take the scroll and open it and break the seven seals. This person is Jesus Christ, the Lion Lamb. Where is the message of comfort here? The message of comfort, when we believe and when we know that there is a throne in the heaven and there is God who is sitting on the throne, when we make sure and know that God is the Creator, God is the Almighty God, God is the only one who controls everything. When we read or when we follow the news every day and we read about the persecutions around the world, when we read about what happened in France this week, I'm sure that all of us, we followed or read these things. When we read about or hear about what ISIS is doing in the Middle East, and I am following this very daily, I am following all what's going on there. In Egypt this week, there is fundamental and extremist Muslims burned 5 houses of Christians because they thought that one of those Christians was going to change the house to be a church. They haven't a church in this country, so they burned their houses. And we ask ourselves, who is in control? The church was asking every day and in its prayers, is it Domitian who controls the whole empire? Is it allowed to Domitian to do whatever he wants to do, to persecute and kill and exile and distract the church or distract the Christians? The answer is no, because John here saw a throne and saw God sitting on, and God has a scroll in his hand written from inside and backside. And this is the source or the reason of comfort to John and to the persecuted church. This is the message of comfort for everybody here. Maybe me, myself, maybe I am suffering of trial or of an illness, of cancer, as Brother Jack prayed for those who suffered with many, many bad things. But there is a message of comfort here, because God is in control. The throne in the church, in the heaven, is in control. Not only this, but when we read, if we have our Bibles open, in the song of the angels and the creatures, they say in verse 9, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." You know, it is not only God who reigns, but here we can see the believers also, with Jesus Christ, they also reign. Actually, the more accurate translation, it's not "and we shall reign," because in the oldest ancient manuscripts of this text, it is not "in the future," but "and we reign on the earth." Look at the prayers and the bowels that the angels had. The believers, the Christians, the church reigns, because the church has the relationship with the one who reigns. So we, as kings, by the redemption of Jesus Christ, we also reign with God. It is not Domitian. It is not the local rulers who were there to accomplish or to obey the rules or laws of Domitian. But it is God, only God, His Lamb, the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and the church as well. A message of comfort for everybody. The second message is a message of commissioning. Let me ask you a question. Who told John to stop weeping and crying? Who told him? Who told him the good news that there is one who is worthy to open the scroll and to break the seals? Who told John the good news? One of the 24 elders who were around the throne. It is not one of the angels. It is not even Gabriel or Michael, the archangel, but one from the 24 elders. And what does this mean? The 24 elders represent the church, 12 tribes of the Old Testament and the 12 apostles of the New Testament. Together, 24, they represent or they indicate to the whole church and the whole history. So one from those who represent the church, an elder from the 24 elders, went to John and told him to stop weeping and stop crying, to rejoice, because there is one who is worthy to open the scroll and break the seals. You know, many times I read and study this chapter, and even I preach from this chapter, but I wasn't careful to note this small little notice that the church is commissioned from Jesus Christ to tell those who are weeping and crying the good news that there is one who is worthy to open and to break the seals. There is one who worthy to let us know God, or to make God known to us, Jesus Christ. This is a message of commissioning to the church. It is not our role only to come and sing, praise, and worship, and hear the sermon or the preaching, and have a time of fellowship together, and then go our homes, and to go to our daily life and activities until the week ends, and come again to gather together to worship and sing and all the things. But we are commissioned from Jesus Christ Himself to go to those who are weeping, to those who are hopeless, to those who are who want to know the truth, who search for salvation, search for the way to be redeemed and to be saved from their sins. It is a message of commissioning. The third message is a message of glorification. And now we come to the response that happened after Jesus took the scroll from the right hand of God. You know, the scroll, actually I made a scroll to let you see it, but I forget it at home. So maybe I can bring it next week and let you see it. The scroll, or the roll, the way that they used to write any document or any book, it's like that. You can imagine the scroll this way, and with seven seals here, and it was written from inside and backside as well, and God had it in his right hand. You know, when I think in this scene, and I go back to the message of comfort, because all the counsels, all the destinies, all the thoughts or plans for the universe, it is written in the right hand of God. And it was written from inside and backside, which means that all the counsels of God, all the plans of God, all the destinies that God decreed eternally were complete. There is nothing to be added. Nobody can add anything to the scroll or to the thoughts or the plans of God. Nobody can omit or remove or delete anything from the scroll because it was sealed with seven seals. The important documents, it used to be written in the same way, and only the heir who is qualified or has the right to open the scroll. You following? You understand what I mean? And Jesus is the only heir of God's inheritance, so he was the only one who is worthy to open it. And Jesus commissioned us. Jesus asks us and sends us to go to the world, and as he proclaimed the good news of God, we also should go to the world and proclaim the good news to everyone. The message of glorification. How do we respond with this message? What happened? The angels, the 24 elders, the four creatures around the throne, they worshipped Jesus Christ. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open it. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We are invited or called to glorify Jesus Christ. This is the goal or the target or the mission of the church here, to glorify Jesus Christ. When we think in the redemption he accomplished on the cross, when we think in the providence that we enjoy every day in our life, when we think in everything Jesus blessed us with it, we are called to glorify Jesus Christ. Worthy, is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and the glory and the blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And now we see the whole creation, the whole universe, the whole creatures in heaven and in earth, in the sea, come together, gather together to do one thing, to worship and to glorify God and Jesus Christ. If we have these messages, the message of comfort, the message of commissioning, the message of glorification, nobody can't have these things and enjoy these things and stay silent or not speaking to the others or not have the passion to go to everyone to tell him about the lion who prevailed, the lion who conquered, the lion who destructed death, Satan, the hell, and all the enemies of God and of man. To tell everybody to rejoice because of what Jesus did, to praise the Lord. You have in your bulletin weekly, you have the verse. Where is it? Didn't you write it today? Yes. It is not here. This people I formed to myself to praise my name. You remember this? Yeah, I don't know why, or it is, maybe it is somewhere in the bulletin. You have this mission and you have it written weekly in this bulletin. We are formed to praise the Lord, to proclaim his name in the world. I hope you get my message, and if anyone didn't get it, you can speak to me after the service, or you can give me your email and I email it or send it to you by the email, so you can review it and double check it to make sure that you are following and you get the message. But remember these three things: comfort, commissioning. We are commissioned to proclaim the good news and to respond with this message with glorification, with worshiping Jesus Christ, not only inside these walls, but out. When we go to our neighbors, our friends, our families, and tell them, stop crying, stop weeping. There is the lion who prevailed. There is the lion who is the conqueror, who opened the book, who opened the scroll, who broke the seals, who proclaimed not a message from God, but who proclaimed God himself. Because in Jesus Christ we saw God himself. Jesus himself said that, who that saw me, he saw the Father, because I am and the Father are, or I and the Father are one. And our message to help the world to know Jesus Christ. You can go to those who suffer from anything to tell him the message of comfort here. Don't take it to yourself, but take it also to those who still weeping, crying, and can't find any hope in anything around themselves. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, We thank you for this message. We thank you for your word, the word of life. And we come with the triumphant church to praise your name, saying you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Thank you for the comfort. Thank you for the commissioning. Thank you that you give us the chance and the privilege to praise your name. Visit every heart seeking your glory right now. Visit with your spirit every broken heart, every one who is suffering from anything, to comfort him and to heal him. Help us and guide us and give us a power and strength by your spirit, that we may go to the world with the good news of Jesus Christ, his cross, his redemption, and salvation. Bless this church, bless the pastor, the session, and bless everyone who serve you, seeking your glory in this church. For your glory, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.